trying to be like Jesus Christ. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Daniel's Rubber Shoes by Tiffany Lynn Starr. This story is about my little brother Daniel. One day when our family was driving through a storm, our big brothers told us that a car was a safe place to be under during a thunder and lightning storm because it has rubber tires. Tyler, age 10, trying to help Daniel not be afraid, told him that if the rubber tires would keep us safe, maybe the thick rubber on the bottom of Daniel's shoes would also help him to be safe. One night, Daniel and I, Mom, and two of Mom's friends, Sister Bowen and Sister Irene, were together when it suddenly started to rain. The rain got louder and louder, and there was lots of lightning outside. The thunder was booming very loud. The lights went out, and it was very dark. Mom went to find candles and flashlights. While she was gone, I said a prayer with Daniel to ask Heavenly Father to protect us. After the prayer, Daniel must have been remembering what Tyler had told him about rubber shoes, because he looked to see if everyone was wearing some. He saw that he was barefoot and begged Mom to bring his rubber shoes. Sister Bowen sat by us and said that Daniel could wear her rubber shoes until Mom found his. Even though they were too big for him, he was glad to have them on. Then he started to cry. He said, "If I'm wearing Sister Bowen's rubber shoes, then she won't have any to protect her." He gave them back to her so that she'd be safe. He told Mom later, "I wanted Sister Bowen to be safe. I had to give her shoes back because if I was wearing her rubber shoes, she might have got hit by lightning. I didn't want her to die." Mom told us that when we care and sacrifice for others, like Daniel did for Sister Bowen, we are showing that we really are trying to be like Jesus Christ. She said that the best way to be protected is to pray to Heavenly Father, just as Daniel and I had when the lights first went out. We are glad to know that we can pray anytime, anywhere. Inviting Michelle by Cassie Lindsay. Michelle and I have been best friends since last December when she moved here. Her family went to a different church until our ward members asked them to come to our church the next Sunday. Michelle really liked primary. Her sisters, Rachel and Molly, went to Young Women, and they loved it. The following Sunday, only Rachel and Molly came. On Monday, I asked Michelle why she had not come. She told me that she hadn't had time to get ready. I told her that she could be late if she needed to be, as long as she came. I invited her to Achievement Day that week. She asked, "What was that?" I told her that there were different groups depending on age. She said that she was 10, so I told her that she would be in my group. She was excited and asked her parents if she could come. They said yes. She didn't know anybody there. I introduced her to everybody. Now we are all very good friends. The next week, missionaries started to teach her family, and they are now baptized. Sunday is Special by Hannah Strobel. When I moved to a new house in a new state, I found out that my brother and I were the only members of the church in the whole school. Our meeting house was about 20 minutes away. I really liked my primary class, but the other girls lived so far away from me that it was hard to get together. One day, a girl at school invited me to her birthday party. I was excited to tell my mom that the party was on Friday and that I would get the invitation on Thursday. On Thursday, I came home and quietly got some cookies out of the cookie jar and gathered several of my favorite stickers, wrapped them, and put them into my backpack. When Mom asked if I had brought home the invitation, I said, "Mom, I guess her party is on Sunday, so I'm just going to give her a present at school. I am glad that Jesus Christ helps me to know what is right." End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ.